Hey guys, what's happening? Oh my God, here I am, episode 12, and I have to say I am so excited and I'm so happy to be here recording this episode. I'm actually out here in Munich, and it makes me think back to all the other episodes I've done previously where I was doing the Fast and Furious tour last year and I was traveling all over Europe. But yeah, I'm out here in Munich. I've just finished a 3 day shoot, full on doing parkour and free running 8 months after I tore my Achilles tendon. And I shot four commercials in those 3 days. And it's been the whole thing has been an absolute whirlwind. I was kind of emotional today, actually, because, thinking back just to beginning of the year. Being on crutches and being in a pretty bad way, but just with so much like positivity and so much focus, and so much drive and passion to come back because, movement is something I love so much. It's just like since I was a kid, it was my happiness. It was my freedom. It was my, it was my way of escaping. It was everything to me, and as I grew up, it literally became my job, like I've been doing free running and parkour professionally since I was, like 17, 18, and I'm almost 34 now. So yeah. So let me tell you the story. So the whole reason, I'm recording this episode 12, is because it's something that's really close to my heart and it's a message I want to get there, get out to people. And it's just the healing journey, it's the recovery journey that I've had. A lot of people have asked me to, tell them about my journey because they've either experienced an injury, like a serious injury, maybe the same, a snapped Achilles or, torn ACL or something. But I think this goes across the board. It doesn't matter what injury you had, this is going to relate to you in some way or other. So basically, I just wanted to tell you guys how I did it. I mean, I kind of have been waiting for this moment, to finish this job, which was going to be a test for me. It was basically going to say, could I do it? And this is like the crown jewels, really. Because I've just finished 3 days doing 13-hour days, parkour and free running. I've been side flipping over, ladies pushing prams, side flipping over the prams. I've been doing like, round off back full twists on marble floors. I've been jumping over moving golf caddies. I've done quite. I've done running all day long. I've literally been on my feet, and no, I'm not gonna lie, it's been hard, but I did it, and that's just such an amazing feeling, from a guy that was on crutches and, was struggling to walk, and you struggle to jump, and you've got to sort of, relearn everything in a way. So let me just dive into the things that I feel helped me. And I feel will help you guys if you are suffering suffering an injury. Can't talk. So first off, where to start? Well, obviously, as soon as it happened, the first thing that I will suggest if you've had an injury is mindset. You just need to stay calm and accept what is. I feel this is like such a powerful thing in my life. Every shit situation I go through, the one thing I really feel helps me is the attitude. And the fact is, it's like acceptance. So when shit stuff happens to you in your life, there's no point, being like, why me, poor me, if you speak Spanish, pobre me. I talk about this with my wife quite a lot, but that attitude is just like there's no space for that. So you've just got to be positive straight away and always see the glass half full. And luckily, that's something that I've always done. So as soon as I snapped my Achilles, I think I was like, I remember it happening, and I was trying to wall flip record. And as soon as it snapped and blew up, like me, on me taking off the wall, I remember thinking, just like not even thinking, but accepting. I was like, okay, something's bad's happened, but it's fine, because like I am one of those guys that I just accept the universe the way it is, like. Everything's perfect, and I know it's quite crazy to say, but everything in life is just perfect the way it is. So I was obviously dealt that card, and I had a lesson to learn from it, and it's just become part of my journey. And so that's really important, guys. If you've had a shit situation, whether it be an emotional one or a physical one or a bit of both, just know that it's all good, because there's no point thinking about the past or the future. You've just got to be present and accept the now. And I think by doing that, it helps you, be in the present and helps you deal with what you've got in front of you. So mindset is the most important thing. And obviously with that, I just knew, yes, I'm in a shit situation. Yes, it's going to take me a while to kind of get back to doing what I love doing, my livelihood, my happiness. But, I didn't need it to be happy. I'm quite internally at peace with myself. So I just sort of got on with it, and I believed that I would be back. And here I am 8 months later, and I can say I'm back. Kind of. Well, I always say people ask me, how are you doing, Chase? How are you doing with your injury? And I'm like, I tell them I'm probably like about, I reckon I'm about, I don't know, I think I'm probably 89%, maybe 90%. And that's not bad considering, 100% would be full peak performance. So stay positive and believe in yourself. And so when I got home after my surgery, the first thing I started doing was every night before I went to bed, I would meditate and I would visualize the healing process. Do not underestimate the power of your mind when it comes to healing, because ultimately it all starts from a thought. Your thought is a seed and it grows into whatever you feed it. It grows into, it can just expand into infinite possibilities. So, every dream so far I've pretty much had has become a reality, and I think that's because, if you feed it, then it'll grow. So yeah, maybe try every night before you go to bed, if you've just had a crazy injury or you're suffering some anything, just try and meditate and visualize it healing. So for me, it was laying. I remember I was laying in my living room because I couldn't basically go upstairs. So I just lay there every night on the living room sofa, on the couch. And I would, before I went to bed, I would visualize like this golden string, this lace just knitting the tendon back together. And I just sort of send it this sort of, our chi energy, as you could call it, our life force energy. I would just send attention to it and, obviously like loving energy and just, focus on it, because ultimately that's what you want to do. You want to send energy to that area. So it's obviously a little bit woo-woo for some people, but fuck it, that's our role. I don't care. That's what I did. I'd meditate on it and I'd visualize it healing. So whatever your injury is, try it every night. Just meditate and visualize. And of course do the simple things like eat well. We are all energetic beings, and I just believe that, whatever you want to eat, whatever your diet, I really don't care. I've been vegan for like coming up 6 years, whatever. I'm not trying to sell that to people, so I'm not even going to go there. But whatever you choose to put in your body, think about it on an energetical level, because break it all down and we are the energy, the vibration of the food we put in our bodies. And I'm not 100%, I'm not 100% happy with my diet because I do have some junk food and I like chocolate and stuff. But that being said, if I look at it, I do put like clean stuff in my body generally, like most of the time. I mean, my treat is literally going to the shops and buying two boxes of Indian mangoes and a watermelon and smashing that, and I feel amazing when I have that type of food, because it is, it's grown by nature from the sunshine. It's just clean and powerful. So I would eat well, I'd watch what I was eating, trying to have, of course, as much like good proteins, beans, legumes, all that good stuff. I was supplementing as well, some vegan protein shakes and stuff. But I was watching the vitamins, so trying to get as much vitamin C in as I could, whether it be from tablets or stuff like goji berries and oranges and all that good stuff. Just simple. Have a look at the simple vitamins that your body needs. It's like essential vitamin C, magnesium, that type of thing. Vitamin D from the sun. Like as soon as I did my injury, I spent 2 weeks after I sp it was winter last year, and I spent a month in India, and that really helped me. I Even though it was difficult walking around on the beach on crutches, I spent a lot of time in the sun. Just relaxing. And that's another important thing, like just relax, like don't stress out too hard. Being relaxed and stress-free is super important for any type of healing. And one of the biggest things for me that I rate with all my heart, and I just, I'm a big advocate now, is CBD oil. So that's basically the cannabis oil. It's all legal now in the UK as long as you're kind of getting low THC in it. And but at the same time, I'm gonna go public and say that I think it's wicked to have a bit of THC with the CBD because I think that's how nature created it, so it shouldn't be tampered with. It's just because of our stupid governments that they don't know shit and they just they like to, I don't know, they just like to fuck with everything. But CBD cannabis is amazing in my opinion, done respectedly and used in the right way. I would use it internally, so I'd have it in a cup of tea every like morning and night. It just relaxes the body, sends all of the stress out of it, and I just found I slept so well. Sleep is one of the most important things to healing. Like, it's probably the most important thing for healing. So getting a good night's sleep where you sleep deep and in uninterrupted is amazing. And also, one of my friends just finished his PhD. And